A new book that's out called Samut, The Untold Story of Secret Australian Operation in World War II Borneo, talks about a handful of young Allied operatives who were parachuted into the remote jungled heart of the Japanese occupied island. Joining us to have a chat about it is the author, Christine Halliwell. Christine, how are we doing?
I'm very well, thank you. It's very cold here in Canberra, but a beautiful day.
Now, the story is of those young men that were parachuted into Borneo. Now, I'm assuming because they were sent there, they were all experts on Borneo. They knew exactly everything they needed to know about the local tribes to be able to achieve their particular task. Is that right?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, Andrew, but that's completely wrong. They went in there with very little knowledge of what they were going to find. They had almost no local language, and they parachuted down into the heartland of the Borneo jungles to try and recruit local Dayaks, local indigenous people, to fight the Japanese. And as I say, they had almost no knowledge of what they were jumping into. They were very brave men.
Why were they selected for this particular job? What was, and obviously you mentioned there that the task was to try and recruit the local natives. Why Yep. was why did the government or the army decide on this particular course of action?
So they were from a unit popularly known as Z Special Units, otherwise known as Special Operations Australia. And so they were selected from that unit. They were all volunteers for very, very dangerous work. And the action was taking place because the Australians were actually going to land in Borneo several months later in the famous Labuan landings in Borneo were scheduled for June 1945, and they wanted to get people in there in advance to gather intelligence and get locals, you know, to help support the Australian effort. I should just add that a lot of Australians don't realise that Borneo, which is where this took place, was actually one of the largest Australian theatres of war in World War II. Over 75,000 Australians fought there.
Wow. I know, I had no idea about that. Christine,
yeah, people don't.
How did you come across this story and why did you decide to write a book about it?
I'm an anthropologist of Borneo, Andrew. I've been working with Indigenous Dayak people in Borneo on and off for almost 40 years. And I was working on a project with the Australian War Memorial, which was just about World War II in Borneo. It was sort of a more general project. And I discovered that there was an old veteran left in Adelaide. Someone told me about him. He was then aged 94, who had taken part in this operation in the heart of Borneo. So I went to Adelaide to interview him, and he and I became friends. And the rest is history. I interviewed a number of other, you know, veterans still remaining, and I decided to write a book about them.
I don't want to give the story away because obviously we'd like everybody to buy the book, but ultimately, was it a success?
It was a success. I mean, it's a truly remarkable story. They jumped in there, as I say, knowing absolutely nothing. They knew that these people had once been headhunters. They feared that they maybe still were headhunters. They had almost no local language. But they actually managed to recruit, you know, hundreds of Dayak people, and they fought this amazing guerrilla war against the Japanese down some of Borneo's major rivers. Isn't that a great story?
That is a fantastic story. And did you go to Borneo to continue the research there?
I did. I interviewed, I sort of trekked through Borneo and interviewed over 100 Dayak people who still remembered the war, who were alive during the war. So I've done a lot of interviewing of both veterans at the Australian end and of, you know, Dayak people at the Borneo end.
Well, it's a fantastic book. It's called Samut. It's the untold story of the secret Australian operation in World War II. Christine, fantastic effort on the book. Congratulations to you. And thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it on 2NM.
Thank you so much, Andrew.